Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And one of the biggest ministries that we have as Christians now is, first of all, to be the light, to live right before God. The best thing, the best warfare, spiritual warfare you can have is to live right before God, abide with Him and obey Him and love Him and love others and lead other people to love Him. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, don't just look in the obituaries. Don't just look in the, Well, there goes a job.
Right.
And don't go to school. Look in the, there don't people even look at papers. They, I don't even know. But, you know, don't look at where they list job listings.
Classifieds
and all. Just for yourself. You know, look in the paper for jobs for others. Mm-hmm. When you find out that a man in your neighborhood has lost his job, I mean, think how awesomely loving this is. And just, y'all are walking the dog one day, and you see each other, and if, first of all, if a man shares with you that he lost his job, he is letting down his walls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's the wife that goes, he wouldn't want to tell you this. It's like, so they can go back and go, did you just go tell him? Anyway, so when you find out, whatever, how you find out, you know, just say he tells you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, whatever his occupation was. What a huge ministry for you to begin to pray for him and them. Mm-hmm. I mean, realize the clock is ticking. This is what's happening. The clock is ticking in regards to will they have a job where they can provide for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The clock is ticking. Will they surrender their destiny? Will they surrender their belief in that I can work hard and I'll get rewarded for my work and that there's a job out there for me? Or the clock is ticking to saying, you know what? The government's been sending me a check now for 90 days. They said they're going to extend it for another year. I don't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they can switch. So you're actually ministering to them at that point, helping them find a job. And it's nothing more exciting. I mean, I spent my life helping people find where I love it. I love helping with their business. People bring their businesses to me, and I show them how ways to be profitable. And if you don't market your business, you're not going to have a business to market.
That's right.
You know, and just in these different things. And help people. Don't just look for jobs for yourself. Don't, hey, this is what I'm going to promote. I'm going to quit this job and get that job. Stop it. Be grateful for your job,
mm-hmm.
and start helping people find jobs and let them know, listen, God laid you on my heart. I've been praying for you now for 6 weeks, and I found three. I don't know. You don't say, go do this. You just say, I don't know if you're interested in this or not, but when I was looking at this, these three jobs stood out to me and just wanted to give them to you, you know, and just leave it at that. I mean, is that love or what?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
That's huge. I mean, a man would go, I feel so touched, you know?
Yeah.
And he may need courage at that point, because if he's been out for a little bit and what he thought was going to last didn't last, you may need to encourage him over a cup of coffee and to say, you know, you could do this, you know?
Right.
And to go in and kind of role play with an interview, or just, it just helps sometimes just kind of talking some things out. And there's a lot of helpful tools about interviewing. Let me tell you some real simple, let me give you some simple things. If you want to be hired up, this is some simple things. Don't show up thinking about you. Show up thinking about the company, because the person that's interviewing you, that's why they're talking to you.
Right.
They weren't thinking, you know, I just wanted to see that lady. I just wanted to see that man. Now they're actually thinking about how their company can run more efficiently. They're thinking about they need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't show up thinking about you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I mean, you can say you're a people person, but you just go, you know, yada, yada means the same thing. And it's the ones who say it the most are the ones that's like, are you sure you're a people person?
Uh-huh.
You are the mailroom person. Okay. So then this is how you okay, I'm not going to think about myself. I'm going to think about this company. And then you're going to realize when you start thinking that way, you're going to go, I don't even know anything about this company. And the first thing I would ask you is, why are you going to go apply for a job for a business that you don't even know anything about?
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you're doing, you're not showing up for them. You're showing up because you want money, they got it, and you want them to transfer into your pocket.
That's right.
There's a low probability that you will have a job there. And you're doing them an injustice because you didn't care about their business. I'm telling you some secrets right here.
Mm-hmm.
Love others more than you love yourself. If you help other people meet their needs, if you help businesses get what they need to get, you're like a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
And so you show up with them on your mind, not with you on your mind. Then, since you need to have them on your mind, you need to do a little research. I mean, you could research anything today and begin to look up the company and find out about, you know, their practices and what is their vision? What do they want to do with their company? You know, look at the local newspaper where the company is and what's happened, you know, kind of search some local newspapers. You can do all this online.
Mm-hmm.
And find out what you agree with in their vision. I mean, be in agreement, you know, with them, but find out some things that stand out and have them in your heart and just kind of role play in your heart. Like, man, I really like this about this company. And then understand the reason why they're interviewing you. They're not saying, hey, I want to give America a job. They have a business they want to run.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to do one of two things for them. This is it. Nothing else. And you go to this with a good attitude. This is what they're looking for. Two things. You need to either strengthen their company or you need to lengthen their company. You're going to have to tell them how you can strengthen their company and how you can lengthen their company.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? That means you need to show up and say how, you know, whatever your talents and your gifts are, that you can invest those in this company and they will be stronger as a company. That if you're supporting sales, you're not a salesperson, but you are a person who would, you know, bring provision and make sure they had everything they needed or whatever. I mean, you strengthen this company and you would talk to them about how to strengthen their, based on their vision and what their goals are. And you could say, based on my research of the company, this is your goals, and they can correct you if they've changed their goals or not, but at least get your understanding of who you are. And I can see, well, I can do A, I can do B, and I can do C, and I can see where I can make this a stronger company. I think I can, I know I can bring value to this company. And after they get themselves off the floor, they're like, where did this person, did they walk in on top of the water here? What happened? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Because they're looking for help. They need help. They're interviewing you because they need help. And they will pay you for the help. They won't pay you because you need some groceries. They'll pay you because you need help. They need help. And you get groceries when you give them the help.
Mm-hmm.
You invest your talents. They give you dollars. The way it works. And then you have the other viewpoint. Maybe you're not necessarily a strengthener. Everybody's a strengthener in this. But a lengthener is a person who actually knows how to move their products.
Mm-hmm.
They either want to have a strengthener or somebody who handles customers well and that builds a loyal customer base and makes sure they're met and make sure maybe your sales force needs are met, you know, that you don't see taking care of the boss is brown nosing. You've grown up now and you realize they need help. And any way you can help them is good. And then the other is the lengthener. And the lengthener is the person who, where they had 10% of the market, but because you're there, they have 12% of the market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they sold, you know, 200 widgets a month. You lengthen their company by selling 400 widgets a month. And you're telling them, I have the ability to cold call. I have the ability to, if I get leads, I'm able to close, you know, a large portion. And I believe in your product. I've already seen the product. I see what you're doing. And that's something I believe in. And I know since I believe in it, I could bring value. I can actually lengthen the market. I can lengthen your reach. I can lengthen your company, you know. I will add value to your company,
mm-hmm.
and you won't regret me coming here because I could see how I could actually do that.
Right.
And I can do it by this, this, and this, not like I can do it, figure it out,
mm-hmm.
or lie, I can do it and you can't.
Right.
But find out how your talents can do it. And so some people, listen, strengtheners and lengtheners, they both are strengtheners, but strengtheners seldom are lengtheners. So you got to make up your mind, you know, am I offering myself as a strengthener or as a lengthener? Because, you know, somebody who's just not good at upselling, somebody who's not good at selling widgets, somebody who just melts at the up, you know, just like they freak out because they got to go knock on a door, make a phone call. I mean, they're not bad. They may just be strengtheners,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right?
And or they may need training and encourage them to get past that. And so don't present yourself as a lengthener when you're really a strengthener, because it's just going to be a whole bad encounter. It'll be a moment in time that you regret and they regret, and you won't be there long.
Right.
Right? And you could damage that company.
Mm-hmm.
And if you work hard for your employer, God will bless you. Even if they take advantage of you, you know, God will bless you. He can bless you outside that business. He can broadside you with things, with gifts and stuff and things mm-hmm. and houses and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But this is the key. So you got to sit down and think about your interview in the context of who are you talking to? What company are you talking to? Who are they? What is their vision statement? When I think about Virgin Mobile,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know, when you read their vision statement, I wouldn't work for them. Why? Because their vision statement is to be irreverent. But how many people who didn't even look at their what their direction is mm-hmm. goes in and gets a job with a company that later on, 6 months later, you find out you're caught in a dilemma because you love God, but now you're working for a company who doesn't love God.
Mm-hmm.
That their goal is to be irreverent towards God. And by the way, they're one of the ones that are offering these phones out
mm.
for the government.
Yeah.
Irreverent mm-hmm. phones. And so, what do you do? Listen, this is so powerful because when you do this, you're going to be a powerful interview. You're going to be confident because you can see how you can lengthen or strengthen this company. And that's all they want to know. I mean, you need to present yourself well. You need to match up with what the expectations of what you're going to be dressed like in the context of that. You need to be timely, you know, show up early. Mm-hmm. You know, your resume needs to be done right, you know, and there doesn't need to be any gaps in your resume, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find myself.
Yeah.
You know, explain your, you know, your timeline and be taking a class. You know, if you have, you know, if you're getting unemployment, for example, they're paying you to be unemployed. So let's be looking for a job. You could take a vocational class right there in your community an hour a week that helps you when you go to the interview and say, listen, I've been taking a vocational class in regards to this, because I really wanted to have this be a meaningful interview to show you my sincerity. And I wanted to be able to kind of tweak a little bit my talents in this area because I see that I can lengthen this company. I really believe in the product. I mean, if it changes, I don't know. But right mm-hmm. now, what you're standing for, I just really believe that I can strengthen this thing. I mean, come on. Right. If you've ever been a business owner, you're going like, where did you come from? Mm-hmm. How much money do you need?
Right,
you know,
right.
You're taking this burden off of them. Yeah, they're looking, you know, they're looking mm-hmm. for somebody to do this. And truly, you know, they had this thing that was very important one time that doesn't happen anymore. It's called mentorships or internships or, you know, working for free. I mean, if you're going to get paid 6 months unemployment and you want to work for a company and you're really just, you feel like that's the company you want to work for, and presently there might not be an opening, there may be an opening in the next six months, just, you know, go... Tell them, I'll just work for you for free.
All right.
Just so I could just learn the trade or, you know, show you my value. You know, I have an unemployment, you know, for the next, 6 weeks left. I'll show you I can do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just in the movies. This is how you can show up. I can show you I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful, you know.
Right.
And the person, I mean, who are they going to hire? Some stranger that comes in and says, I'm a people person in 6 weeks, or they're going to hire you who said, I believe in this company. I work for it for free, and I learned the trade, and I strengthened it or lengthened it in a six-week period or time frame.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
People do it all the time. They come in and they work for free, an internship. And think about that. Think about just, you know, you are showing up because of them, not because of you. And listen, if you take care of them, they'll take care of you.
Right.
I mean, there's people that won't, but listen, if you're a Christian, the wages that they fail to pay the workers will cry out against them, and God will touch their heart. Believe me, he'll touch their heart. Even an unbelieving boss, you know, God will touch their hearts and let them know, you know, I'm praying for you and praying for this mm-hmm. this business. And, you know, when you make mistakes, you just openly tell everybody, you know, that was wrong, what happened and what I did, and just please forgive me. And this huge, you know, mm-hmm. witness that you have there. Right. But the secret, that's a secret. Listen, we can, and this is what the Lord had on my heart is, one of the biggest ministries that we're going to have in the church, you know, as believers, that's what the church is, as believers, is helping people find jobs. Did I not?
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's exactly it. And mm-hmm. what happened then? Everybody lost jobs.
That's right.
And now we're seeing people who are listening to this wisdom not only get jobs, but get jobs all over the place. Great jobs. instantly, right? When God speaks, God tells you where to go, and it just happens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You know, it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, God's not wanting to take jobs away from you, but God's wanting you to know he's the one that gave you that job.
That's right.
So you may have a reset in your life to where you restructure that you're not God, your job wasn't God. God is God, and God gave you that job. And then when God blesses you with increase, take a tithe, a top 10% of that, and give it back to God and give him offerings. Because that proves, in Malachi chapter 3, it proves that you're saying that God is God, you're not God, and Baal's not God.
Right.
You're saying God is the one that's giving you increase. Listen, there is hope. We're seeing people get jobs who listen to the fullness of what God says, you know, turning to God, giving their hearts to God, becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ, beginning to abide with him, to be hanging out with people who are rightly related and saying, you know what? I'm going to quit living my life for myself. I'm going to start living my life for you, God. And as soon as they do that, man, God just rocks their world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.